Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Hi, and welcome to Optimize My Life, the night edition. My name is Mary, and I am your host. And we are talking about all things that affect you and your family, from exercise to nutrition to mental health and everything in between. And give me 2 minutes. I'm having a slight difficulty. So first of all, I'd like to thank everybody for all of your birthday wishes. And today we're going to talk a little bit about Santa Claus and how to get a picture taken with Santa Claus. You know, with everything going on and trying to find someone who actually is doing pictures with Santa Claus, and especially with special needs kids, it can be stressful. No, I personally have lowered my expectations with having two special needs kids. Getting them to sit and look at the camera and get all that at the same time can be really hard. And it Yes. Sorry, my husband came in and decided to show me some stupid new thing he found. Turn my lights on. Thank you. So I got slightly distracted there. That's just been one of those days. The first step to getting the perfect picture with Santa Claus is to just plan ahead. So figure out a routine that works best for everybody and prepare for it. So that way you can prepare yourself, A, mentally, but also everybody else can prepare. And you're not feeling so stressed out and rushed and standing in long lines. you know, a lot of places have it, you know, Cabela's is one of them that we go to, where you can schedule a particular time to have the picture taken, so that way you're not rushing to get there, you're not staying in line forever, your kids aren't just getting distracted by every little shiny object you see. That's because a lot of the stores that have Santa is in the way back, and every toy in the world they see before they get there. Another good idea is to do it in the mornings or early. Kids are getting up, they have the energy, they're rested, they're not already stressed out and irritated for the day. But it's what time works best for your kids. You know, also, you turn around and don't wait till the last minute. Comes to your kids, let them wear comfortable clothes. You know, if you want to do it for a picture, you know, nice clothes, but comfortable. Something that they're not going to be itchy or scratchy in, or just, you know, it adds to their anxiety and discomfort, because you got to remember, they see this guy once a year. It's not like it's someone they see on a regular basis. And most importantly, pick your battles. And little kids, prepare them. Tell them who you're going to go see. Let them meet Santa. Make a list beforehand. You know, if they're real little, let them cut out pictures and catalogs or magazines, or draw pictures of what they want. When you have kids who can be challenging or struggling, be prepared to pay for the fast pass. Skip the line. Be prepared to stand next to, snuggle up with Santa. Be right there with them. Comfort for your kids too, instead of just trying to hand them off to some stranger. Lower your expectations. Santa pictures are not always perfect. Take what you can get. That's the big thing. Having the meltdown, you take the quick snapshot. Down the road, you're going to remember that. And you can always tease your kids when they get a little bit. And the biggest thing is with kids is teaching regulation techniques and teaching how to stay calm. You know, you're getting frustrated, they're getting frustrated. And the biggest tip is, you know, as you get stressed out, loosen. And I know it's really hard to do, but when you're frustrated and stressed and your kids are screaming, have a meltdown, fighting, arguing, whatever, but loosen up the muscles in your face. You start out with your jaw and your neck. And when you loosen up the muscles, it actually softens your tone. and it helps relieve their anxiety for with what is going on around. You know, another thing to think about is going during the week or during the day, during the week, when those areas aren't as busy. Then you don't have so many kids running around screaming. You don't have all this stuff going on. You know, carry treats or snacks or toys, something to keep them occupied. What do they need to stay calm? Is it a blanket or a stuffed animal? Have those all handy. Important thing is, you know, a lot of times we'll say things like, don't be scared, or it's okay, he's not going to hurt you. When you're using those kind of negative tones, your mind's going from, well, should I be scared? To, you know, instead say things like, you know, how much fun it's going to be. How, you know, let's show him your list. Make it into a big, happy ordeal. Because the more positive, more uplifting you can make it, the more calm or pleasant experience it'll be. You know, and with my house, with my son, he's either not going to take it at all and won't go near Santa Claus, or you're not going to get him to look at the picture. So like for us, a local Harley-Davidson shop has Santa come out every year. And we go there, and then he'll go sit, one of us will sit and stand in line, and then he'll go stay in the car with my mom or someone else, and we'll come and get him right before his picture. So he's not in the line, he's not around all these people because he is autistic. And so that way he, as we walk him over to see Santa Claus, we talk to him about what he's going to happen. And we talk to him about what's going on. And, you know, there's not that much around him. And so we'll get him in the sleigh with the Santa Claus. And if we're lucky, he'll sit there. If we're really lucky that day, we'll get a picture with him smiling or looking at the camera. But usually he's looking around or doing something. And we learn to just accept it. Oh, someday we'll get there early. We'll get there and get the right picture. You know, make sure always right before you go in to see Santa Claus that you have your camera set up and ready to go. So there's no slow no delay in between them all. And just remember, you know, this is to build memories. And you want them all to be good. And as they get older and they get used to it, things will go better. know, getting the smile. You want to say hi? Come here. That is my little one. You know, to get that smiling picture. Remind yourself not to pressure them to smile properly and just let them smile naturally. You want that natural, happy look. Just remember, it's not about the smile or it's about the memory. So I would love to hear any tips or tricks that you all have come up with in the past that you have found to work with your kids. So in the comments below, leave messages about what's worked for you and what hasn't worked for you. And tomorrow will be our, at noon, we're going to do some, a review radio show and live stream about the week in review, what we talked about, what we didn't talk about. Join our Facebook group at Optimize My Life. And we are here Monday through Friday at noon Eastern and also at 7 Eastern, Monday through Friday at night. And we talk about different things, and I think I'm going to end this a little early tonight. I'm still struggling with a little bit of a head cold and a sore throat. And have a good night, and we'll talk to you guys all tomorrow. And thanks again for all the birthday wishes. I'm hiding out at home in bed. Dad's taking care of the kids today. So have a good night. See you tomorrow. Bye.